Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and tonight I am in raw form. Raw form. The title of this episode is The Root of Your Matter. All right. Survival. Security. Livelihood. This is the root chakra. When it's out of balance, feeling ungrounded is had, unclear of purpose, fearful, insecure, and confused. Within the last 2 hours, I have been freaking the F out. Freaking out. Feeling ungrounded, unclear of my purpose. Fearful, insecure, confused. Adding to all of this are the planets. This toilet flush we're going through, man. You know? So what do I mean by that? That which scares us the most, that which is going after what we want or hold on to feel safe, balanced, secure, and content. Oh my God, it's being shaken. It's coming to a culmination, you know? It's like, I thought it was the full moon. Now, it happened 48 to 24 hours prior for me. The full moon was maintenance. You know, just maintenance. And now on Friday, you know, started out all blissed out, as I tend to. And it progressed into this nagging, fearful, and insecure space. So I check in with my tribe, right? My spiritual masters, you know, my peers. The ones that are doing the work. I'm like, I'm freaking the F out. They're like, oh my God, it's so great. Your root chakra. I'm like, I'm doing an episode on the root chakra. I didn't think I was going to be doing it like this. I thought it was going to be like, hey man, you know, let's hold on to the light. Let's do this. Keep forging forward. You know, la-di-don, here are the tools. Mm-mm. No. Instead, it's like a living example. So, before we get into a mantra, before we get into anything about the root chakra, before anything, I just want to share that I am effing hit. I can't cuss. I don't care. I want to. I'm hit. So, I'm going to start out with a song, capturing what it feels like right now. What I think a lot of people are going through. Pissed off. All right, enjoy. Yay. Hands around my throat, man. Right on, man. So, hold on. Let's fade out. Yay. Little Death in Vegas for you. Right. You are listening to the Master's Playground. I am your pissed off host, known as Chrissy Stereo. I am losing it today, man. I am officially, certifiably checking out right now. Why? Okay. For the last couple years, man, you know, being claimed by the divine, you know, it's a choice. I signed up for it. My life, my soul, signed up for it. I'm here to be an example. And ever since this took hold, man, ever since this took hold, I have had to do the most intense body work, mental work, spiritual work. It was like, I'm going in, I'm going to tend to all these freaking contracts and agreements and nightmares and falsehoods and everything, right? I had no choice. Everything that I thought was true fell apart. And it threw me into the deepest emotional state of raw truth. And as I progress, and I keep doing everything, my meditations, my mantras, my default perspective, I know the truth. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Everything is as it should be. But the human condition will have us pissed. The human condition will have us questioning why. So what do I understand about right now? Life is a journey. It's ever changing. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is real. Yet we are having a real experience, if that makes sense, that paradox. So, if we look at any astrology, right? If you watch the Magi soundscopes that I'm putting out on a weekly basis, if we watch the numerology, what are the planets doing? What's going on? We're being squeezed. We're being squeezed. And that squeezing is divine. And we know this, but the process, man, the process. I gotta get my shit together here. The process will have us completely blown by the winds. And then we have to find ourselves and grab the bull by its horns to get back into your mastership. So what am I going through besides Tears for Fears, which is a great band title? My root chakra. There are moments in my experience where I wonder what's happening. What's it all worth? There are moments in my experience where I feel truly rocked and a little like ungrounded, disconnected. Yeah. So here I am. The divine has me completely talking about the root chakra from the freaked out state. beautiful. It feels as if, for a while, you know, it's sort of like keeping your eye on the prize, if you will. That's what it has felt like and what I've witnessed people doing over the last couple years. Just stay focused on that. Stay focused. And then we're able to navigate the waves. But every so often, the waves crash. Every so often, it becomes a little unbearable. Now, mind you, within 24 hours, I'm going to feel great. But right now, I just needed to let it out. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Right, so let's get back to the topic at hand, the root of your matter. So when we feel like this, take a photo. When we feel like this, we have to find how to balance our root chakra and reconnect. We have to get back to a grounded state. Right. I'm going to dive into another song and then I'll get a little further into the process. But thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to the Master's Playground. I am in raw form tonight. The veil is lifted right now. The beauty of the human condition. The song that I want to play moving forward are songs that I play when I'm grounding and wanting to manifest. See, the thing about the root chakra is we're not able to manifest from an ungrounded state. I mean, we can. It'll be a sloppy painting, you know? But we're not able to manifest that which we really want. So these songs that I'm about to play coach me back into that reality. The ebb and flow. This song is called Great Release. Enjoy. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You're tuning in on skidrowstudios.com. If you go to the site directly, it will automatically play. The top navigation will also give you a link to be a voyeur live video. We're talking about the root of your matter, the root chakra. Yeah. I'm a little overwhelmed tonight because of everything. I'm completely 100% committed to getting through all types of energy. But when I often say we have to do the work, in previous episodes, hey man, it's the year 7, we have to do the work, you know. It means really, really going after and allowing these energies that will knock us on our ass to come out so that we can understand it from a different perspective. So what's going on with me? I feel very confused as far as what's next. I mean, you know, it's like I already have the vision, but every so often there's a freak out. Every so often there's a moment where it's like full of doubt and like, what am I doing? Oh my God, panic in the streets of London. What's, you know? And it can feel very lonely being a pioneer. You know? Because you look around and you're like, where is everybody? Where the F is everybody? Yeah. So the root chakra. When we're in a state of panic, you know, when there's little energy going through the root chakra, there is anxiety, there's selfishness, there's greed, irritation, overpowering manners. No. Well, let me take a step back. Everything I just said, with the exception of anxiety, is when there's too much energy going through it. When there's very little energy going through it, that's when we have anxiety, lack of confidence, and the lack of ability to complete things. Right? Like we sabotage ourselves. And I really, you know, it's interesting. I'm tuning in to a lot of people left and right. You know, and really, I'm an empath. All I have to do is like close my eyes and think of a person and I know exactly what they're going through because I feel it in the air. Like I know what lessons and, you know, I mean, that's the world of like being psychic. And what I'm tapping into, not uniformly, but like those of us that are actually the healers, if you will, we're all freaking out right now on some level. And we understand why and the divine beauty of it all. But we're being presented with very unique opportunities. And I don't mean to restrict it just to the healers because I know that, for example, there's people out there in general that are facing their fear. And all the illusion that's attached to it. And really getting a handle on it. But you gotta go through it. So how do we heal this? How do we, you know, the root chakra is the I am chakra, right? It's where it's connected to the entire system. So if that's off, nothing else is going to work for you. Nothing else. Not your second, not your third, not your fourth, not, you know, all of this. It's just going, if you're not grounded, the system is not going to operate to its potential. So what do? Healing is about concentration. All types of healing. That's why a lot of people can heal themselves once they become aware. Right, so there's a variety of different things that we can do. Crystals. Some really beautiful crystals to carry with you to aid you in clearing your root chakra. Bloodstone, garnet, red aventurine, red tiger's eye, red jasper, ruby. Notice these are all red stones. Music. The C note helps us ground. Om, as had in meditation, when we hear that, Om helps us ground. Aromatherapy. Patchouli, which is my personal favorite scent. I wear it all the time with rose and vanilla, but okay. Patchouli helps you ground. Cedarwood, frankincense, to name a few. When we have the vision of what it is that we're here to do in our life, and we are prompted to get out of our own way, we have to get hands-on, even when we feel insecure and scared. What a ride we're on, man. What a ride. Another thing to do, let's say anxiety or panic hits. Rub your feet. There's also a meditation that we can do, and it only takes a couple minutes. Basically, you just sit in a chair or an easy pose. You take a couple deep breaths. You close your eyes. And imagine that you have a root at the base of your spine, where the root chakra is located. And imagine that this root, there's roots coming out of the base of your spine and going into earth. And then you can connect that to the center of the earth. All grounding. Right. So that's the root, man. And I really, really feel that a lot of us are being challenged to work with it right now, which is why I decided before my own freak out to post something about it, to do this radio show, this episode, I should say. My God, just even thinking about grounding helped me out a little bit. Anyways, I want to play another song. In this song, remember, the root, once you ground, then you're able to feel secure. And let's get real about the root chakra for just a brief moment before I dive further into music. When you feel vulnerable, when you feel freaked out, when you lack confidence, when you're just anxiety, you know, oh my God. Just as you witnessed under a half hour ago, as experienced by Chrissy Stereo. When all of that is happening, I mentioned earlier, we're not able to manifest what it is that we're here to do. We're getting in our own way. It's So we have to constantly navigate in this life. Constantly navigate and bear witness to our own experience. There's one other thing I want to mention, and it's found in Kundalini Yoga, and it's called the root lock. Mulbandh. When you do this, it's very stabilizing and calming. It also enhances the energy of concentration. It's a somewhat complex lock. And really, what it is that it balances the energies of the rectum, the sexual organs, and the navel point. And it helps correct imbalances of sexual energy, whether it's too much or too little. Its key purpose is to balance the prana, which is breath, and the apana energies in the navel center. The navel is the center of your core. If that's off, everything is off. It will also stimulate proper flow of fluid in the spinal cord. And essentially what you end up doing when you do that is you're squeezing. You're squeezing your sexual organs, your root chakra, and your navel point. And when you do that, you know, and we end up doing that after we do a good series of meditations, and we apply it to lock that in. So I invite you to do a little research on that. Anyway, so I want to go ahead and dive into the next song. And the next song is something that I play when I want to manifest. Constantly, when I'm in flow. You know, a lot of people ask, how do you do everything that you do? Oh my gosh, where do you find the time? And da 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 da. It just is. You know, I don't watch commercials or television or anything like that. When I'm really, really just, I'm in the zone, I'm a programmer, an artist, the whole thing, the resume goes on forever, you know, whatever. When I really want to execute, this is something that I play. And I invite you to experience. Let me pull it up. Adonde está? Enjoy. Thank you. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am Christy Stereo. And tonight we've been talking about the root of your matter. Right. So all this advice in the world, right, of how to navigate with healing energy. It's not just fluff, man. It's work. It's hands-on work. We are a spiritual being having a human experience. So as such, we have to contend with our emotions. Everything on earth is denser and slower. And that's not just a judgment. I mean, that's a fact. The frequency is slower, you know? So all this divinity and all of this knowledge that we have has to come. It's like it's got to just all of a sudden it slows down. And so it's very, and we're doing the work to allow it to manifest in our bodies and do this and that and this and that. And our bodies are communicators. It will always communicate that which you need to pay attention to. You know, like my shoulders are all tense, so I feel like the weight of the world is on me right now. Self-imposed, of course, because, you know, when we freak out, it's literally like, okay, look at it like it's an invitation of where to do the work, rather than falling victim to it and staying there, right? I mean, literally, you know, and I'm going to see this video tomorrow and go, oh my God, did I actually cry on air? Oh, I think I did. You know. So what? Who cares? That's the beauty of being real. Right? So we, like, okay. So the full moon, intense energy, people freaking out internally, holding on to stuff. Notable personalities posting, I'm freaking out, including me. I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. I'm totally part of that tribe right now. So just allow it. If there's anger inside that results from something where it's like, oh, I can't take this anymore. Allow for that, because what it's doing, it's cleansing. I mean, don't freak out on another person, you know? But allow it within you. Let it get big. Let it get big so that you can flush it. Don't suppress it, because then that just becomes depression. Anger, you know, anger turn inward. Really be proactive about just allowing. And that is where the transformation is had. All right, you guys. So I always like to ask, okay, all right. So it's been a heck of a week, right? Letting go of the past. Letting go of this or that. So now what? What's next, universe? What can we anticipate? Well, my loves, it gets so much better. All right. So the first card, for those of you looking into the camera, is the Queen of Cups. The Queen of Cups promotes stability, being very content with life around them. It is a mature woman who possesses the richness of spirit, able to nurture those around her, both on physical and spiritual levels. It's also a spiritual awareness that has the power to heal those around her. These are the energies that are coming. Yeah. We also have the Judgment card. Judgment. In Kabbalah Tarot, this is a time-based card. We have come to the end of something by the end of its energy and time. And now we're going along with things. We have made the commitment, and there's no second thoughts. So what am I talking about? We're committed to ourselves. We're committing. We're still maintaining the eye on the prize. Because you are the prize. The prize, literally, is you. Yeah, man. I enjoy a nice little freak out here and there. It reminds me that I'm doing my work. Not unconscious, like, oh my God, I'm just spewing, you know, whatever. But it's an opportunity. Our bodies are always going to be communicating to us. When we're so wrapped up in the mind, we're always going to have these opportunities. It's never like a finish line. It's a constant process of navigating. And energy is always transforming and transmuting and becoming. And to be a master is to completely be in flow with that truth. And in essence, kind of be like the Matrix, you know? Remember when we like would fall back a little bit and just go, okay, that's coming at me and now let me master it. Right. So getting real about the chakra. When we feel that our stability and our security is threatened, it goes after this whole survival. Oh my God, I'm going to die. I can't. How am I going to do this? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't get stuck there. Use it as a marker to know where the work is to be done. Own it. All right. I also like to turn to the Ascended Masters and ask, okay, what else should we know for the coming week? Think. Hold on. Insert angel music here. Ah! Wait, was that out of tune? Who cares, man? Power of joy. The power of joy, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so what are we looking at here? To find our desired outcomes, follow the path of joy. Our life purpose is supported by joy and passion. By the joy and passion we feel when we're thinking about or working on our purpose. So in other words, that reason that you came here to begin with, don't throw it away. Don't allow yourself to get in your own way. Hold on, I'm talking to myself right now too. The joy that we feel within relationships, we are to keep them alive, exciting, and growing. The joy that comes from your hobbies gives you extra energy. Of all of our emotions, joy has the highest energy vibration. Joy has the power to remove all obstacles and attract all your needs. Needs, 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 needs. That is root chakra. Are your basic needs being met? Survival. Power of joy. Do you see how the universe works? Messages are everywhere constantly. So I want to thank you for allowing me my first official freak out on the Master's Playground. I am human too. Whoa. All right, so dig this. We're going through a lot of different changes these days, right? And I just proven that I'm completely human as well, although I am getting past this episode that was required by, you know, our planets, this invitation from the divine to cleanse even that. You know, a lot of people out there are literally having to do the same thing. And if you want insight, if you feel that you want to get a better perspective or understanding as far as what it is you are going through, I invite you to contact me at triplegoddesspro.me. There you'll find a variety of different services that are offered. Hey man, and I live my life in service, right? And so I am here for you. I am here. It literally is why I'm alive. So, collective consciousness, we are all going through this in our own ways. From the person that cuts us off, that person too is going through it. The biggest turn on that I had this week, besides getting really hands on about all this root chakra junk that I had to tend to, when that person who knows nothing about metaphysics or the mystical side of life, or that they are the divine, when they come into the room with their doe eyes, so innocently hearing all of the information for the first time, that is the greatest gift that I had this week. To witness somebody literally going, blink, blink, what? No resistance. I look at it as a marker that each and every one of us are returning to a higher vibration, our infinite truth. All right, you guys, I'm going to peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Chrissy Stereo. All day tomorrow, I'm going to be doing Kundalini white tantric yoga. It's going to be like a 12-hour event, man. I bring this up because it's the ultimate purge that I'm going through. So this weekend, as the energies greet us, just know that whatever it is that we have been contending with and dealing with and flushing from our systems, allow it. Get proactive. Get hands-on. And trust. Because the energies that are about to come for the coming week will make it all worth it. So with that, may the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you. Have a beautiful week.
Love yourself. 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 Love each love other.
Each love other.
Love each
love
other.
Love each other.
Love each other.
Love each other.
Love each other.
Love
each other.
Love each other.
We are one.
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 We are
the divine.
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 The divine. The divine.
Blessings.
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 The Master's
Playground.
The Master's Playground.